Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. No end in sight for government shutdown. We have the story.
Oklahoma woman enters a plea in the deaths of two Kansas women. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County Commissioners learned about the many great things happening at WSU Tech. We have that story coming up.
A double fatal accident this morning in southwest Wichita. Two people dead. Police say one person was riding a bicycle, the other a motorcycle. The crash occurred at Harry and Palisade around 2:45 a.m. And the police still investigating, trying to figure out exactly what happened there. The government shutdown enters day 16.
Republicans' attempts to reopen the government with a stopgap measure that would extend funding until November has now failed to pass the Senate 9 times after failing again Wednesday. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Democrats have made clear they want to negotiate an extension of the Affordable Care Act tax credits.
Tens of millions of Americans are going to get these notices.
And they're just going to say to themselves, what? How am I going to pay this?
Republicans, including Senate Majority Leader John Thune, have made clear that's an issue they're willing to negotiate as soon as the government reopens.
That's the conversation that we will have when the time comes.
The credits expire at the end of the year. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Police are investigating a shooting in South Wichita last night just after 10 p.m. Police were called to a shots fired report in the 3500 block of South Hydraulic. They found a person suffering from an apparent gunshot wound. That person was hospitalized in critical condition. No word on the circumstances of the shooting or a possible suspect. An Oklahoma woman accused of killing two Kansas women pleaded no contest Tuesday to multiple charges.
55-year-old Tiffany Adams was found guilty in Texas County, Oklahoma on 2 counts of first-degree murder, 2 counts of unlawful removal of a dead body, and 2 counts of unlawful desecration of a human corpse. In the deaths of Veronica Butler and Julian Kelly. Prosecutors say the deaths resulted from a custody battle between Adams and Kelly on behalf of her son, Kelly's ex-husband. 4 other people have also been charged in the case. Sentencing for Adams was scheduled for January 28th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At Wednesday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, the board received an update on the continued growth at WSU Tech.
Dr. Sherry Utash says enrollment currently stands at 6,960 students. Enrollment in their professional pilots program is up nearly 130%, while their alternative fuels program is up nearly 70%. She says a student who begins taking classes at WSU Tech as a high school sophomore or junior can graduate from both at nearly the same time and are at a major advantage when entering the workforce.
They have no student loan debt, so they can go buy a car, they can buy a home, they can be, you know, very economically productive. I'm starting to say that what we're doing with this is creating generational wealth.
Facilities are growing, too, with expansion underway at the National Center for Aviation Training and the Biomedical Campus in the downtown. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A setback for some conservative Christians in Oklahoma.
The state's new public school superintendent, Lindell Fields, is rescinding a mandate from his predecessor, which required schools to incorporate the Bible into lesson plans for students. State Education Department spokeswoman Tara Thompson says Fields believes those decisions are best made on the local level.
I think it's less about taking a stance and more about giving control back to the local school boards and the local school superintendents in those communities.
The directive from former Superintendent Ryan Walters last year prompted immediate condemnation from civil rights groups who, along with parents and teachers, filed a lawsuit, which is still pending. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
It's fines for KU and Texas Tech after a controversy at a football game in Lubbock, Texas. We'll tell you more coming up in sports.
Advanced voting underway in Sedgwick County. More news just ahead on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Advanced voting is underway in Sedgwick County ahead of the November 4th general election. Advanced ballots can be mailed in or dropped off at the election office in person or on any of the 14 drop boxes. Ballots must be returned by 7 p.m. on Election Day or postmarked by Election Day and received within 3 days to be counted. Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway is suing to block a referendum approved Wednesday that's challenging the state's redistricting efforts. Fox's Jacob Sloan reports from Kansas City.
The petition seeks to repeal the map just approved by Missouri's Republican-led legislature and signed by Governor Kehoe. They'll need 5% of voters from 6 of the 8 districts to sign it in order to make the November 2026 ballot. Attorney General Hanaway explained her suit, releasing a statement saying that the Constitution entrusts congressional redistricting to the people's elected legislature, not to activist organizations bankrolled by undisclosed donors. If allowed to proceed, this effort would destroy faith in our elections and set a dangerous precedent for where outside interests could override constitutional order.
The new map was drawn to try to flip one Democratic seat after pressure from President Donald Trump to help Republicans keep their majority in the House after the midterm elections. A Milwaukee Brewers fan is out of a job after a comment she made to a Los Angeles Dodgers fan during a game. Fox's Sam Kramer has the story.
Ricardo Fasano says he recorded this.
I'm sorry.
You know what? Let's call ICE.
Call ICE. I'm a U.S. citizen. We're veteran, baby girl. We're veteran. Two wars. ICE is not going to do nothing to me.
He says her words didn't settle in until later. Fox 6 has learned the woman is Shannon Kobylarczyk. Make-A-Wish Wisconsin confirmed she resigned from her position on their board effective immediately. The State Bar of Wisconsin showed she worked as an attorney for Manpower Group. Wednesday, the company commented on Fasano's Instagram post showing the video that she's no longer an employee after an internal investigation.
The Dodgers fan was also ejected from the game for swearing during the exchange. A Colorado Springs Police Department canine is in critical condition after being stabbed Wednesday morning while officers responded to a domestic violence protection order violation. Fox's Carolyn Felling has the story.
Just before 11 a.m., police arrived at a home in a neighborhood near Woodman and Black Forest Roads, where the suspect, 37-year-old Anthony Bryant, was barricaded. Canine Rome released to de-escalate the situation. When Bryant reportedly stabbed Rome 3 times in the head, neck, and along his abdomen down to his left leg, officers carrying him to a police cruiser to rush the canine to animal ER care and into surgery. Vets at animal ER care had to amputate Rome's left hind leg, and he will have to retire from the police department if he survives.
KNSS News Time now, 7:12, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Right now in Wichita, the traffic conditions are starting to get quite a bit heavier out there. Starting to see more and more traffic on the traffic cameras and starting to see things backing up right now, especially in that road construction up by the North Junction, looking southbound on I-135. Starting to see some pretty slow traffic there up by the North Junction, I-135, I-235, K-254. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning to you, Steve. It's looking like another 80-degree day in mid-October. I think this is getting kind of old based on the feedback I'm getting from a lot of people I bump into during the course of the day. They're telling me that, you know, what's happened to fall? We're all kind of sitting here scratching our head wondering if it's going to come back or what's going on here. But it looks like a cold front coming in tomorrow night will bring some autumn-like weather back to Kansas. But before we get there, we're going to have our 13th day this month, and we're only on day 16 here in October where we're getting to 80 degrees. So this is kind of unusual to have so many 80-degree days in October, but that's where we're headed today. Now, the timing of the front should get into south-central Kansas around dark tomorrow. And, of course, with all the high school football games that are slated to take place, and you've got Botanica, a lot of Halloween, fall-type festive events, thunderstorm chances look like they'll be after 9 or 10 o'clock. So I think we'll get a lot of our evening activities in without the threat of storms, but there's a very good chance that we're going to have some active weather in south-central Kansas, including Wichita, after dark tomorrow night, and again, more specifically, after 9 p.m. on the chance for storms. What it will leave behind is some much cooler weather than heading in for the weekend, but still, Saturday's high of 76 is a little warmer than average. We'll get to 81 today, drop to 62 overnight, close to 80 tomorrow, and then again, 60s and 70s on the way for the weekend. We're still not looking at any potential of frost, something that becomes more likely now as we move into the second half of October. Western Kansas might get kind of close by Sunday morning, but I think here in the Wichita area, we will likely escape any risk of frost over the next week or so. That's going to probably be late this year as we look out to next week's forecast, calling for more ups and downs in temperatures, but not seeing a whole lot of threat of frost. Right now in Wichita, we've got a clear sky and 60 degrees. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
And we're still about 15 days out, so you really can't tell us what the weather's going to be like for trick-or-treating on the 31st, which is Halloween, can you?
You know, just glancing ahead, because we do every day and we get new models that go out that far every day, it's looking like there's going to be a storm between now and Halloween, but I think it will have cleared the area by the time we get to Halloween. So at this point in time, I don't think we're going to have any precipitation on the holiday itself. Mm-hmm. As for exactly what the temperature is going to be, we're not 100% certain yet, but it doesn't look like it'll be raining or snowing.
All right, Ross. Hey, thanks. And we'll check with you tomorrow morning, the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. And you're listening to Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS, 7:15 on this Thursday morning, October 16th. And we had a high temperature in Wichita yesterday of 83. Normal high is 72, so we were warmer than normal, and that's what Ross was talking about. People are kind of saying, when's it going to cool off just a little bit? 47 years ago on this date, 1978, the College of Cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church chose Cardinal Karol Wojtyła to be the new pope. I know I mispronounce that. I always do. He took the name Pope John Paul II, and that helped. He passed away in April of 2005 and was canonized a saint in April of 2014. 47 years ago, Pope John Paul II took over. 49 years ago, 1976, Disco Duck by Rick Dees and his cast of idiots hit number one on the Billboard charts. Disco Duck, really one of the most unintelligent.
Really?
It's awful. Disco Duck. Rick Dees. Birthdays today. Tim Robbins is 67.
Oh, yeah.
Shawshank Redemption. He was excellent in that. He's a good actor. Bull Durham.
And he got
an Oscar for Mystic River.
Oh, Mystic River.
Tim Robbins, 67 years old today. There it is. And while we listen to Disco Duck, a little animal story here. Animal rescuers in California shared its security camera stills capturing the moment a foster kitten spiced up her human family's dinner with a special ingredient, a dead mouse. The Merced SPCA shared photos captured by a home security camera in the foster family's kitchen. The photos show the foster kitten, Wendy, dropping a dead mouse into a pot cooking on the stove.
Oh.
Yum, yum. Disco Duck. We're not going to hear the good part of it, huh?
I don't have time for that.
Unless you want to go ahead and play it under your sports. It's 7:17, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS. And it is time for sports again. Here's Chad Chambers, sir.
That is right.
Let's
and
go to...
in a follow-up to a story that we had yesterday, the Big 12 Conference announced yesterday that it fined Texas Tech $25,000, but they also fined Kansas $25,000. That's in relation to a alleged pocket knife incident that happened during Saturday's college football matchup in Lubbock. KU coach Lance Leipold alleged that a pocket knife hit a KU staff member and blasted the league's office and their handling of rules surrounding objects thrown from the crowd. The league's fine to Texas Tech was issued for what they said was, quote, repeated instances of objects being thrown onto the playing surface, which for the most part were tortillas. There's a tradition in Texas Tech about throwing tortillas around, supposedly just throwing them in the air. But imagine when you throw a tortilla in the air and some of them are going to land on the playing surface. So that was part of it. Kansas's fine was for, quote, repeated instances of object, or sorry, that was Texas Tech's. The Kansas part of the fine was for disparaging comments about the conference and a member institution and an inaccurate statement regarding a pocket knife by head coach Lance Leipold. Now, the Big 12, they actually didn't clarify which part of Leipold's comments were inaccurate. Now, Leipold issued an apology. He said, I appreciate the Big 12's conference's thorough review of events that took place during our game last Saturday at Texas Tech. I accept their filings and or their findings and their ultimate ruling. I had an emotional reaction in the aftermath of the game and acknowledge that I need to be better. So that was his apology to the Big 12.
Hey.
Yep. So he has apologized. KU did get fined. Texas Tech did get fined. It's $25,000, which seems like a lot of money, but to a institution like KU and to an institution like Texas Tech, $25,000 is absolutely nothing. Slap on the wrist.
Chicken feed.
Yep. So basically zero action taken against either for the most part. That is just a, oh, yeah. Here's $25,000 fine. Three Kansas City Royals players named 2025 Rawlings Gold Glove finalists. Royals Bobby Witt Jr., Mikhail Garcia, and Kyle Isbell were named finalists at their respective positions. Witt received his second nomination after winning his first Gold Glove in 2024. Garcia and Isbell earned their first ever nominations. So good stuff there. Wichita, good news for Wichita, named the best sports event host city in the 2025 Sports Travel Awards, a national recognition from Sports Travel Magazine. Wichita was selected by vote from a field of six finalists that also included Atlanta, Boise, Charlotte, Des Moines, and Milwaukee. According to the press release from Sports Travel Magazine, Wichita hosted sports events that delivered nearly $61 million in estimated total economic impact through a combination of 16 sporting events directly hosted by Visit Wichita, and that was $33 million, and support for over 100 additional events citywide that totaled about $28 million. In the past year alone, Wichita hosted the 2025 U.S. Figure Skating Championships, the NCAA Men's Basketball Division I Championships, just the first and second round, Athletes Unlimited Softball, NAIA Men's and Women's Wrestling National Championships, the Basketball Tournament, TBT, Wichita Regional, the NJCAA Men's and Women's Soccer National Championships, the NAIA Men's Soccer National Championships, USA Lacrosse WCLA Championships, the U.S. Youth Soccer National President's Cup, and there's actually plenty more in there. So Wichita doing pretty well when it comes to hosting sports events. NFL Thursday Night Football tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Pittsburgh Steelers in Cincinnati to face the Bengals. We got a pregame start on KFH at 6:30. And remember, opening night Saturday for the Wichita Thunder against the Allen Americans. And we have a chance for you to win some tickets. Text the keyword Thunder to the short code 20357. One entry per day now through noon on Friday. Message and data rates apply. Again, that keyword Thunder to the short code 20357. And that is Sports on Steve and Ted. And it's brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a hot link sandwich, split, seared, and served in a split bun with chips and a drink for only $9. Perfect for lunch. I should know, the last time I went to Wichita Brewing Company, I had the hot link sandwich. They have a very good hot link there at Wichita Brewing Company. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for a house call for health. Thousands of pressure cookers are being recalled. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh. 7:30 here on this Thursday morning. 60 degrees. Lawmakers failed to move the needle on day 15 of the government shutdown. Fox's Chad Pergram with the latest on Capitol Hill.
A federal judge temporarily blocking the Trump administration from firing federal workers during the shutdown. Judge Susan Ilston says the firings have a, quote, human cost. On Capitol Hill, both sides talking past one another on ending the shutdown, but fixated on the same subject.
Obamacare.
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 Democrats demand Obamacare subsidies before they'll fund the government. But Republicans believe that reveals Obamacare's flaws. Healthcare premiums will spike unless Congress bolsters Obamacare. Some Republicans reject extending Obamacare subsidies, but other conservatives insist that Obamacare needs a bailout.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans will return to the Hill after the Senate votes to reopen the government. Kansas and Missouri are below average when it comes to the cost and quality of medical coverage, Medicare coverage, that is. That's according to a new scorecard from the Commonwealth Fund that looks at how seniors are faring under the government health insurance program that covers one in five Americans. The report, released on the second day people could sign up for the 2026 Medicare benefits, assessed 50 states and the Washington, D.C., and researchers considered across access to care, quality of care, cost and affordability, and population health. Overall, Kansas ranked 27th. Missouri came in at 34th. The trial for the former Marion police chief is set to move forward.
The case involves a raid on the Marion newspaper in 2023 involving allegations of identity theft and computer crimes. Gideon Cody is charged with interference with the judicial process for his actions that follow the raids on the paper's office, home of the paper's publisher, and the town's vice mayor. Cody resigned as the Marion police chief in October 2023. His jury trial was tentatively scheduled for February 2nd. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
President Trump says a summer crime-fighting surge got thousands of criminals off the streets.
The FBI searched agents across the U.S. in Operation Summer Heat over the past 3 months, making more than 8,700 arrests, seizing more than 2,200 firearms, and intercepting hundreds of kilograms of fentanyl.
Every American deserves to live in a community where they're not afraid of being mugged, murdered, robbed, raped, assaulted, or shot.
President Trump announced a crime crackdown alongside the director of the FBI and Justice Department leaders. In the last several weeks, the president has deployed federal agents and National Guard troops to places like Chicago, D.C., and Memphis. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Mississippi man convicted of kidnapping, raping, and killing a 20-year-old community college student in 1993 was executed Wednesday.
59-year-old Charles Crawford was declared dead following a lethal injection at the Mississippi State Penitentiary in Parchman. Crawford had spent more than 30 years on death row. He was convicted of abducting Christy Ray from her parents' home in northern Mississippi. When Ray's mother came home, her daughter's car was gone, and a handwritten ransom note had been left on the table. The note was traced back to Crawford, who told authorities he blacked out and did not recall killing Ray. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Researchers have a new theory about the origins of one of Chicago's most bizarre landmarks.
For years, Chicago's so-called rat hole attracted tourists to the Roscoe Village neighborhood. The landmark appeared to be a full-bodied impression of an unlucky rodent that got trapped in wet cement. The tiny impression became so popular, it eventually rat-holed neighbors as tourists would visit at all hours. Chicago workers ultimately removed the famed slab of sidewalk and took it to the City Hall County building. But in a radical twist, twist, researchers have now concluded in a paper published in Biology Letters Wednesday that the rat hole was likely not created by a rat. They believe it was more likely an unlucky squirrel or muskrat instead. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny skies this morning, then just a few clouds and warm this afternoon. 81 is the high, southeast winds, 15 to 25 and gusty. Mostly clear this evening, could see a shower or storm late tonight into Friday morning. Overnight low 62. Partly cloudy, breezy, and warm on Friday with a high in the low 80s. Chance of storms on Friday evening, those could be strong, turning much cooler this weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now a clear sky, south wind at 8 miles per hour. 68 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Thursday, October 16th. It was on this date 232 years ago. In 1793, Queen Marie Antoinette was beheaded by the guillotine at the time of the French Revolution. She's most famous for saying, "Let them eat cake," when her subjects were dying from starvation. But pretty much any historian will tell you she never said that. However, whatever, she paid the price. Yeah, off with her head. Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake. All right, so why do these people come to Wichita for these sporting events? You know, I'm thinking about that. It's been a big story this morning. Well, we got it's a nice, clean town. It's relatively safe. We've got good restaurants, got hotels are all nice and clean over there, especially near the venues.
Yep.
And I think that's another one. The venues are easy to get to and out of. All the sporting places.
Absolutely.
We try to make it just as easy and affordable and fun as you can. It's for the entire family. So.
Well, it's not just around the venues. Wichita ease of access to things is fantastic here. No matter where in town you're at.
You can get around the town and, we competed against some pretty big cities.
Yeah.
A couple of pretty old cities, too.
Wichitans will complain about, I couldn't find parking. Or I'll just try it anywhere else. Yeah. It is much worse.
Okay. Stephen, 10 in the morning here, 7:37 on this Thursday morning. The sports betting site Action Network crunched the numbers to find the odds of each type of candy landing in your kid's Halloween bucket.
Really?
They took stats from Instacart, DoorDash, and other candy sellers. They also looked at things like population density to figure out how many houses the average trick-or-treater will hit. So here are the percentages you or a kid will find. In number 10, gummy bears. 33% odds that you'll find them, 33%. Number 9, Twix, 33%. I like Twix. Number 8 is Milky Way, 45%.
Ew, I don't like those.
Number 7, Hershey's Milk Chocolate Bars, 50%. Always a favorite.
Oh, you can't go wrong.
Time honored.
Yeah.
Number 6, Sour Patch Kids, 55% chance. Your kid's going to get those. I'm not crazy about that.
Yeah.
Number 5, Snickers, 58%. So all the top 5 are chocolate. Number 4, Kit Kats.
Well, not all of them. What was the Sour Patch?
All of the top 5.
No, okay, sorry.
Right, number 5, Snickers is 58%.
Okay.
And then number 4, Kit Kat, 60%. I like Kit Kat.
Yeah, Kit Kat.
Kit Kat bar. Number 3, regular M&M's, 62%.
Sure.
Number 2, peanut M&M's, 65%. And the number 1, at a 60% chance.
Easily.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
It's always the top.
Wow. They also looked at 3 more things your kid might not enjoy getting. There's a 2% chance they'll get a toothbrush.
Right.
4% chance they'll get a box of raisins. Kids love raisins.
I've seen little mini deals of dental floss.
Yeah.
That probably fits right in with those.
23% of chance of finding some candy corn in their bag.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of interesting because that is one of my wife's favorite candies is the candy corn.
Ugh.
Mm. ever eat any circus peanuts? You know what those are?
I know what those are, but only because you complained about them so much and somebody brought us some once.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I'd ever really encountered them. And they are disgusting. You're absolutely right.
A little thing of, dextrose. yeah.
Oh, yeah. Circus peanuts. It's kind of hard to tell you what they taste like because it's almost like somebody made a marshmallow as purposefully disgusting as they possibly could.
And they made it in the time of the dinosaurs, and it's been able to...
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's been around that long.
Yeah. All right. That was how that worked out.
All right. Good to see you. Wichita, getting an honor of being the sports city here. Again, Milwaukee was one of the people we competed against with that. And we're going to have more about coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We're going to talk with Kirk Siminoff from the Wichita Business Journal. And that is his topic. He's going to lead off with that this morning. Wichita, the best sports host city. 7:40 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS, 7:44. I think it's 7:45 here on this Thursday morning. 60 degrees. Three big things.
Three.
President Trump is thinking about putting National Guard troops in San Francisco and regular troops in Venezuela.
Two.
Government shutdown is in day 16. With no end in sight.
One.
Two people dead after bicycle and motorcycle collide in southwest Wichita near Harry and Palisade. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We're starting to see some very heavy traffic right now, east and westbound on East Kellogg. This is right around 143rd Street East, so over there towards the Andover area as well, just getting some heavy traffic on Kellogg through there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 82 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 63. And for tomorrow, Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high again, 82 degrees. Now a clear sky, a south wind at 8 miles per hour. 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The race to create an AI assistant is heating up with Amazon introducing a new product.
Fox on Tech.
Any good assistant should be able to manage your schedule, research, and pull together notes before a big meeting, and more. And now every major tech company is racing to become your go-to assistant platform. Amazon has introduced QuickSuite, an agentic AI application that AWS users can use to automate tasks. AWS Vice President of AI told Fox Business that QuickSuite has access to all of your docs and information to be as helpful as possible.
It connects to all your data across data warehouses to docs and MS 365, Google Docs to systems like SAP and ServiceNow and Canva and many more.
On Thursday, Google launched Gemini Enterprise. It's powered by the tech giant's AI models and allows users to ask questions about their company's data, documents, and applications, all in a conversational manner, like you would a human assistant. For Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
And a good day for bank stocks on Wall Street Wednesday.
Stocks ending mixed as investors focus on the latest batch of mostly upbeat earnings reports while monitoring trade tensions between the U.S. and China. Big banks continue to deliver robust earnings. Shares of Bank of America rose over 4% after posting a 23% jump in profit, becoming the latest major U.S. bank to benefit from the summer's mega deals on Wall Street. Morgan Stanley saw its profit surge 45% in what its CEO touted as an outstanding quarter. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, J.P. Morgan Chase and IBM, the Dow decliners, Travelers, Honeywell, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow down 17 points, the Nasdaq higher by 148, S&P 500 up 27. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Wichita is the best sports host city. Time for a Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Siminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, that was an online voting at a sports travel magazine website. Representatives of Visit Wichita were at a conference in Columbus, Ohio to pick up the trophy for Best Sports Host City of the Year on Wednesday. More people voted for Wichita as Best Sports Host over Atlanta, Charlotte, Milwaukee, Des Moines, and Boise. It has been a big year in sports in Wichita, what with the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in January, NCAA Tournament in March, and the Aftershocks TBT Championship in July. And don't forget the many, many college and youth sporting events that come to Wichita throughout the year. So congratulations to the Visit Wichita folks and everyone who attended those events and voted online. One of the nation's largest energy companies could be acquiring a freshly built industrial facility in Wichita as it progresses on plans for a massive solar project in the state. NAPS Wind LLC, which is tied to NextEra Energy, is planning to purchase a 131,000 square foot warehouse in the Iron Horse Manufacturing Park at Seneca and MacArthur, according to a city report. The building's current owner, Aspen Funds of Overland Park, will sell the building to NAPS Wind and also move its property tax abatements it received from the city to the energy company. Wichita's Equity Bank reported a 29.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
$1 million loss in the third quarter of the year, compared to net income of $19.8 million in the same quarter last year. The bank said non-interest income included a $53.4 million loss on the sale of securities related to repositioning during Q3. The securities sale was valued at more than $436 million. The third quarter saw Equity finalize its acquisition of NBC Oklahoma in July, gaining 7 Oklahoma branches, and announcing a pending merger with Omaha's Frontier Bank, Equity's entrance into the Nebraska market. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. Kirk, that's a great story about Wichita being the host city and so forth. I'm looking back on my youth when I was quite a child athlete. I know you were too. How many times did your family load up the old station wagon and take you out to play in a tournament in another city?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I can remember some very hot summers of baseball, putting on the catching gear and just about passing out. So, in faraway towns, yes.
Oh, you did. That didn't happen when I was a youngster. We didn't do that.
Well, I'm not talking like out of state or anything. I'm talking like Clearwater, Newton, Augusta, places like that.
The big cities.
You play weekend tournaments.
Oh, okay. We didn't even do that when I was a kid. I mean, when I was 11, 10 years old, I was on the All-Star team in Kingman, And we did go over to Cunningham to play, okay? That's about 16 miles. But it was a day trip. We went over and played and then came home again. I didn't even get a chance to dine out. So it's a new thing. But the trend anymore today, especially, I look at this and the youngsters, they got all the equipment. They got these giant bags they keep their bats in. I mean, that's the baseball players and softball players, not the soccer players. All they do is put on their shoes and show up, you know. But it's an interesting thing because I do think we do a good job as a city and as a community of trying to make folks feel welcome here.
I will tell you that when you go up shopping on North Greenwich on the weekends, you can't help but run into kids who are wearing either basketball uniforms, volleyball uniforms, soccer uniforms from Stryker and the Wichita Sports Forum. They are all over the place. Yeah, so that area especially has done really well to gain tournaments and a lot of hotel rooms being used up there.
Absolutely. Well, something to be proud of, and we will. Okay. What else is going on in the world of business? You just brought us up to date, I think, on about everything. Nobody's selling nobody's making a big sale of 50,000 jets to Saudi Arabia or anything today, huh?
No. You know, the one thing that we're looking at right now is the Crown Uptown's going to come back before this county or the city council in early November to see if they can get the occupancy changed or increased with a little bit of a different twist on it. They want the fire marshal to actually come up with a number rather than whatever it was zoned at. It's kind of an interesting case, and if you're a city government nerd,
right?
Like me,
did they change ownership?
Change ownership. Okay. It's still Mike Brown, the guy from Tulsa, who's owned it for a few years now.
And Mike's trying like the devil to get it to expand a little bit so he can get more people in there, huh?
Yeah, he really thinks he can't break even without increasing that occupancy. So it'll be interesting to follow here in the next few weeks.
It's an interesting issue. It really is because there's a lot of sides to it. All right. Today is Dictionary Day, okay? Celebrating the birth of Noah Webster, an American writer who was born in 1758. Webster best known for publishing the first dictionary in 1806, which he continued to compile and expand for the next 27 years. The way I read that, was there not a dictionary before 1806, or was just not a Webster dictionary? They must have. It
leads me to believe there wasn't a dictionary, which is kind of hard to believe.
That's not true. Well, anyway, when his dictionary was published in 1828, it was a formidable resource packed with useful words and spelling updates, as we know. I've got one on my desk over there, and of course we don't use that anymore. We use the dictionary is on the screen in front of me right now. So I think one thing is very handy. I found it handy with the way we do things now is if there's a name that comes up or even a word that I'm not familiar with, you can get a pronouncer pretty quick. And for guys like you and me and broadcasters, that helps because
I was kidding one of our reporters yesterday when I was getting my copy ready for this morning. I wasn't sure whether NAPS Wind LLC was Naps Wind or NAPS, and she didn't know because she only had to write it. She didn't have to pronounce it.
Yeah, that part, but when you're on radio and TV, you got to announce, you got to pronounce these things. All right, it's Dictionary Day. Thank you, Kirk, and we'll check with you again next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Dara, that's the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Semenov. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, stay with Steve and Ted. This is day 16 of the government shutdown with no end in sight. We'll tell you about that. Jed Chambers will have a look at sports in the hour ahead.
That's right. We got fines for Texas Tech and KU coming down from the Big 12. We'll tell you all about that coming up in sports.
The big pocket knife controversy. Plus,
yes,
entertainment news. Going to have the blur this morning.
That's right. Lots of good stuff on the blur today, including something that happened on this day back in 1989. A big memorable event. We'll recap it coming up on the blur.
And we have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.